mentioned last week that Remi Mu Hashem Lekinu Shtachvod Adar Golav Kodeshu, Remi Mu Hashem Lekinu Shtachvod Adar Kodeshu, Kodesh Hashem Lekinu, refers to not only at the time when it's Shtachvod Adar Golav Kodeshu, when there's a Hadim Raglov, we have a Beis HaMikdash, which is the Hadim Raglov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It also applies to when we only have Har Kotshay. All we have is after the Churban. Still, we should be Mishtachavet to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Ki Kodesh Hashem Lekeinu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kodesh, and the Kedusha of the Mokha Mikdash is not limited to the time that we have the Beis HaMikdash. And even when we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, in the time of the Churban, we have the inning of the Mikdash, because we have the Rebbeinu Shalom is Kodesh Hashem Lekeinu. That's sort of how it continues. That means in the time of the Churban, that we don't have, we're not Zeicha to the Shechina amongst us. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Merachem. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash to be Mechaper. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still Rachum and Yechaper Oven Veleyashchis. He forgives us Veleyashchis. Yechaper Oven means that he's not Mevater. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mevater, like the Gemara says. Kol Ha'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatrin, Yevatrin Mo'oyi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a Mevater, just he is a big Rachamim. And therefore, since he is a Rachum, he doesn't punish immediately, and he doesn't punish with vengeance. And he does, Rachum Yechaper Oven, he's Mechaper the Oven, slowly but surely, he takes a little bit, like it happened by the Meraglim. After 40 years, he was the Egel. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every Peronis is going to have a little bit of the Egel. He doesn't put it all together. He doesn't destroy them with the Yisurin. The Hirba Le'asher Apoy, as she says, Hirba means many times HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meishav Apoy, and he's never Ma'ir, even when he is Ma'ir, first of all, until he's the ultimate Rachum. And therefore, even when he gives Yisurim, it's not B'derech Hashchosa. And many times, he holds back B'chlal, he doesn't punish right away. And even when he does, it's Lo Yerik L'chamasa, he's still not Ma'ir all his Chema. And therefore, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since that's the means of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's the Rachman, Ato Hashem, L'sik L'rachamechem Meni. Don't hold back your Rachman from us, even though we're not worthy of it, and even though we haven't given you anything to deserve the Rachman. Nevertheless, Chaz D'chav HaMitzcha Tumid Yitzuruni. Chaz D'chav HaMitzcha is like Yaakov said to Yosef HaTzadik. Asemi Chesed Ve'emes Anot Ukarim Yerushalayim. What does Chesed Ve'emes mean? Rashi says that it's not two things. It's not Chesed Ve'emes. It's a Chesed Shel Emes. What's a chesed shel emes? Chesed shel yisim v'mameisim is a chesed shel emes. Why is it a chesed shel emes? Because ein metapel etash mul is to do a chesed without getting anything back, recognition, any payment, remuneration. And that is the ultimate chesed. That's the chazdecho v'amitcho tumin yitzuruni. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your chesed, it was the chesed of emes, that even though you're not expecting anything back from us, and we talk, you don't give back anything to deserve your chesed. Nevertheless, tumin yitzuruni, it's still, it constantly, continuously, is, Rashi says Yitzuruni is a lashon of, I don't know if he says it, tzar kesa biyadcha, but of being shamer, which is like, v'tzar kesa biyadcha, you should be shamer it in your hand, you should wrap it up. Tamid Yitzuruni, it's also that those that are mafarish Yitzuruni means a lashon of Yitzira. Tamid HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, creates me. Every second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recreating the world, and he's recreating us, despite the fact that maybe we don't deserve to be recreated. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates us every second. So we brought, mentioned from Rav Dessler was masber the inyan of Kfitzas HaDerech. Like Kfitzas HaDerech is not that you see the person flying through the air at top speed. It's just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always is miyatar a person, creates a person every second. Generally, he creates you in the same place you were beforehand. By Kfitzas HaDerech, he created you, in 1 second he created you here, and the second he created over there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is continuously creating, and that means every second he's deciding that giving us chesed, to recreate us another time. And it's interesting, it says the first pasuk, Hurach Mechaper Oven, is 13 words. So the Ion Yosef says that, Eitz Yosef says, I think, 13 words can I get the Shleshes Yemidot Rachamim. Hurach Mechaper Oven. At Hashem Lesech Rachamecha Mimani, don't hold back, that's 10 words. He says the 10 words is connected the 10 Yisrenes of Avraham Avinu. To remember those, to have Rachmanas on us. Zechor Rachamecha Hashem Echasadecho, Kim Yerilam Heimo. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recall your Rachamim and your Chesed. Kim Yerilam Heimo, what does it mean Kim Yerilam Heimo? Kim Yerilam Heimo means from time immemorial. from the beginning of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Chesed Rachamim. Ra She'ein, right? All of them are Shavu L'Reisa B'min D'Sadin. Ra She'ein Eilim Eskayim. Shitif Yimayvi L'Tarachamim. And it says also Chesed Chesed Yibanim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Rachamim and Chesed. Zechor Rachamecha Hashem Chesedecha. Ki Mirayim Eima, from time immemorial, from the time He created the world, you create it with Chesed Rachamim. But it's also Kimi Olam Hema means it's from this world. This world created was created with Chesed Rachamim. So Mele, it's Mutul on you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Zechor Rachamecha, because our whole Kim in the world is dafka with Rachamim and Chesed. To Nuoiz Le Lakim, I saw Gavasim is Rabbish Chakim. That's all Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we turn to Klal Yisrael. What's our? If you want to be Zechet to the Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to deserve it to a certain extent, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shreifei HaChesed, but he's not Mevater. And it's mutl on us to do our part also. Tenuoiz Lelekim, which the Nefesh HaChaim is Marech in this Tenuoiz Lelekim. What the Indian of Tenuoiz Lelekim means, how could Klal Yisrael give Koyach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does it mean, Tenuoiz Lelekim? So the Pashup Shah means, be Misyachis, the Oiz, the Koyach, to the Ribbono Shel. Don't say that any of the Koyachas that are happening, anything that happens, is simply by chance or due to anything else. Rather, Lelekim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Nefesh HaChaim is Mazdur, and it says Penuiz Elokim means that it's in Klal Yisrael's hands to give Koyach to Ribbono Shel Olam Kaviyachol. That all the Shefa in the world comes down because of our Maisim. And with our Maisim, we're Gurim the Shefa to come down. So Penuiz Elokim means Klal Yisrael, it's in your hands to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Koyach, to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Yechulis, to be Shefei HaChesed, be Shefei HaRachamim, and Bracha on the world. Al Yisrael Gavasoy, Vuzev HaShakim. Ayisogavasei means the way to see the gaiva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by what he does for Klal Yisrael. Through their maitzim, through whatever they do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ayisogavasei, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sharing with Klal Yisrael in all situations, despite the fact that everybody for the past thousands of years, right, it says Har Sinai, Chazal say in the Medrash Rabbah, that it's called Sinai because Mishom Yor Desinu Yisrael. That with the, you read the Satorah, it came down to Sinai to Klal Yisrael. It's from the time of that we became an Am that everybody wants to destroy us, everybody wants to get rid of us. And nevertheless, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was not able to. The Chavis Lava says that this is the biggest Nes that there is. He says it rivals the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Says, we feel bad, we weren't in Yitzias Mitzrayim, we didn't get to see Nisim. He says it rivals the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim is the fact that Klal Yisrael survived throughout the generations. So that's the biggest thing, that everybody wants to get rid of us. Everybody in the year 2017, Tav Shin Ayin Zayin, they're still saying the same thing. The people in Iran and the people, all the Arabs, are all saying the same thing. They haven't changed one little bit, and they don't hide it even. And nevertheless, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Shemer and Klal Yisrael. Yisrael Gavasei, that's one of the biggest, to see the Gaiva, to see the Koyach of the Ribbono Shel Olam, is through Yisrael. Yisrael, Durch Yisrael Gavasei, Buzei Bashchokim, and his Koyach is Bashchokim. Shchokim I saw. Shchokim is one of the seven Rakiyas. Why is it called Shchokim? Because there's the Rakiya and the Shemayim where the stars and the moon, that's the Teva. Shchokim is above that because that's the Mokum where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sheichek Mon La Tzadikim. It's an Indian of Me'ala Teva. Mon is an Indian of Ala Teva. So that's the Mokum of Ala Teva when Klal Yisrael goes ahead and does what they're supposed to do, to Nu'ezi Lekim, and they give of themselves to Ribbono Shel Olam, and you do Kineged your Teva, you give your Meis HaNefesh, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu also deals with Klal Yisrael Me'ala Teva. And it's also Oiz, to Nu'ezi Lekim, I saw Gavasai, V'uzei Bashchokim, his Koyach, is in the, in not only in the Teva, in the Hanhog of Nisim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesnag in Klal Yisrael. Ulai, that's the reason why in this pasuk is 8 words. Not split up with much of it, but in Pesukim it is. 8 words is the Ma'al Me'ah Teva. Neuro L'Likim Mikdoshecho, Kel Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Neuro Mikdoshecho, means that he's Yori from the Beis HaMikdosh. In the Beis HaMikdosh, you're able to see that the Nisim, the Uzoi Bashokim, the Hanhoga Hanisis, there's 10 Nisim in the Beis HaMikdosh, that brings Yirat. When you see Mamash, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mashgiach, and his whole Hanhoga is Hanhoga Hanisis, it brings the person to Yirat. And even when you don't have a Beis HaMikdosh, Mimikdoshecha means Mimikudoshecha Chazal Darshan. With the din that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in the Chorban of the Beis HaMikdosh, and the fact that he destroyed the Beis HaMikdosh, that's what Rashi says from Dumani. The fact that he destroyed the Beis HaMikdosh, that brings Yirat to everybody. If he did that to Klal Yisrael, who he watches so carefully with Amida Nisis, nevertheless he brought them din, so certainly to everybody else it's going to bring din. It brings a certain era that even though Kel Yisrael, even though he's the Kel Yisrael, Kel is the Lashon of Rachamim. Even though he's the Kel Yisrael and he's always Merachem on Kadosh Baruch Hu on Klai Yisrael, nevertheless, when he does, he sometimes does din. Who knows in Oiz v'Tzatum Eishlaom? Where does the din come from? Where does this din come from? Why talk if he's the Kel Rachamim? Because who knows in Oiz v'Tzatum Eishlaom? That's what the Nefesh HaChaim said. That Tnu Oiz Elakim. He gives us the ability to give him the Oiz. And if we don't do what we're supposed to do, so then Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have the Oiz. So the din comes from us. Tnu Oiz Elakim. I'm sorry. He gives the koyach and the strength to Klal Yisrael to define the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being misnag with us. If we do the mitzvahs like we're supposed to, so then it's a hanoganesis. If we don't do, then it's nerei lekim mikdashecha. It's a midah, it's din. And therefore, baruch elekim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is baruch elekim, the midah sadin, because it's all taliras. It's nothing to do with him. Ki'ilu. The ra doesn't come from the Rebbeinu Shel, it comes from our ma'isim. Even though he does nisim with us, when he does din with us, even though he's Kel Yisrael, who nisim ezes atzim islam, it's all because of us. Baruch alekim, therefore he's baruch. Kel nekam es Hashem, kel nekam es efiyad. Nevertheless, it looks when a Kadosh Baruch Hu does din that keilu that there's something that the goyim are it's rosh v'teiv loy and it's tzadik v'ralei. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing din to Klal Yisrael, who's his ambassador in this world. And it looks like when the goyim are able to conquer and triumph over the Yidden, it looks kilu as if there's a yesh dvar b'goy. There's a chesar and midas in the anhaga of the world. Therefore, we daven the Kadosh Baruch Hu, kel nekamos Hashem, kel nekamos efi. You are the kel nekamos Hashem, which is really midas achesed, midas rachamim. You still have the yichilus to be in the kel nekamos efi, and do that. Pimas gal as the kel nekamos. And in Osei Shevetaret, show your Reimimus, show your God, show your the Hashkocha that you have, and Hashav Gemul Al Game, and show your retribution on those that are Mizgah, the Goyim that are Mizgah on Klal Yisrael, and they say that we conquered Klal Yisrael. No, you should be show your Nakama, show your Mishpat, and pay them back. Lashem Yeshua. And then when you pay them back, it'll be Lashem Yeshua. Alam Chaber Chasei Chasel. Rashi actually. Teaches in Spasek, Le'ishema Yeshua, he says, just to quote his Lashon, Olav lo'ishia es avdo ves amai. It's mutol on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kilu lo'ishia es avdo ves amai. That's the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, that he's going to be Shemer Amai Yisraelad, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Shemer. On Klal Yisrael, his Zichr is going to be Shemer. Each individual, maybe not, but on Klal Yisrael, for sure, he's going to be Shemer. And Klal Yisrael is always Netzach Yisrael Le'ishaker. That there's always, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always Shemer in Klal Yisrael. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do. And what did Klal Yisrael have to do? Le'ishem HaYeshua al Amcha Birchasecha Sela. On what's mutl on Amcha is Birchasecha Sela. To be Mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sela always for every Yeshua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. That's what's mutl aleinu to be Mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just if we have Kabbalah for a week, which I didn't do the past week or two, I just thought because in this week's parasha it says, V'atili Mikdash V'shachanti B'Seichom. And the Sefarno says, V'shachanti B'Seichom means Eshken Shchinasi B'Seichom Kidei Lekabel Tfilasim. Tomid Eshken Shchinasi B'Seichom, I think Kidei Lekabel Tfilasim. That's the Indian of the Shchina B'Tafenet. To be the Shchina B'Sherah is Kidei Lekabel Tfilasim. And therefore Chazal, it's really, I think the first person that darshan is, I think it's the Alshech, says V'osu L'mikdash Shchanti B'Seichom B'Seichom Le'nema B'Seichom B'Seichoy B'Seichol Echav Echad. Every Yid is supposed to make himself into Beis HaMikdash. Memela, to have that akara, really, it's brought the gebrach la'alacha. So we're just going to be makbid on one of the alachas. And that is that it says that when you're davening to the, you're supposed to daven towards the kivun of the mikdash. And if you're Eretz Yisrael, you daven towards Yerushalayim. And if you're Yerushalayim, you daven towards the makam ha'mikdash. And you're supposed to be ki'ilu mechavin, as if you're davening in the makam ha'mikdash. So to be makir, that every yid is the makam ha'mikdash, and when I'm coming to be mispalel, I'm being mispalel, that's the Indian of Ashras HaShchina is, to be mekabel the tefillah, like the Sfarnei says. So have that akara before, either before Shemoneh Esrei, before you walk inside the shul, whatever it is, at some point when you're davening, realize, I'm heichal Hashem, heichal Hashem, heichal Hashem heima, like the Navi says. That every yid is betzem, is a mikdash ma'at. And when I'm davening, towards the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm davening towards the Ribbono Shel Olam, and have that akara, maybe it'll help us for the first bracha, for the first chilek of davening, whatever it is, at least for the next week, Bezer Hashem.